Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Bob is the author of Universe in a Mirror, which is the story of the very famous Hubble robot that has given us glorious glimpses of our cosmos for years and decades, and we're looking now at a concern for Hubble. It's happened before, so I won't worry about this unless Bob starts looking for a parachute. Bob, Hubble.
Yep, Hubble went into safe mode this past weekend. There was a computer failure on the telescope, and the main computer didn't fail. A side computer failed, and so the telescope's computer systems went into safe mode, stopped science operations, and called help down to engineers on the ground. And they're now working on the problem. It's called a payload computer. It apparently had a degrading memory module, and that caused the computer halt. And so they're now in the process of switching to a backup module, and then they're going to spend a day of testing. And they are very confident the telescope will return to science operations in just a day or so. In fact, it could happen any moment now. But that's being optimistic. Let's just hope. They do have backups to the failed units on the station, so there's no on the telescope. So there's no reason why this should not return to operations, John. Just remember, it's now more than a decade since the last servicing mission to Hubble, and they only expected that service mission to give it 5 more years. It's now given it 11. So we must all, steel ourselves for the eventual moment when Hubble stops working.
So Hubble is the opportunity of telescopes, yes? And it's far exceeded its design circumstances.
Yes.
Well, that's good news. So let's go to a mystery that may be solved, unless, of course, Bob, this is another way of introducing the fact that we're being signaled by aliens somewhere. What do we know about Betelgeuse?
Well, actually, we got two astronomy stories, and the Betelgeuse is the first one, and both of them are examples of the uncertainty of science, which is a theme I've got on Behind the Black. If you might remember, last year in 2020, starting in 2019, the star Betelgeuse, one of the brightest stars in the sky, it started to dim. And it dimmed by about two-thirds, so it was naked eye visible. You could see it was much dimmer. And this is one of the stars that forms the shoulders of this constellation Orion. So it's very distinct in the sky. Why was it dimming? Well, scientists had a bunch of different theories. One was that there was a dust cloud that moved across the face. Another was that maybe there were what they call star spots on Betelgeuse, which are big black star sunspots, essentially, that could darken its surface and its brightness. Well, new data has suggested that, in fact, it was a combination of both. There were maybe convection cells, bubbles coming up that darkened the surface for a long period of time. And that convection cell not only darkened the surface, but it also spewed out a lot of material that quickly condensed into dust. And the dust served to block the star's light as well. This is the present theory based upon data. I emphasize theory because we have limited data here, so it might not be true, John.
So it's not an incoming fleet of aliens, right?
No, that's
a good thing. And the other astronomy story is dark matter.
Yes, this is also uncertainty of science. Dark matter is supposedly makes up the bulk of the matter of the universe. However, we've never detected it. We only know it exists, or at least think it exists, because of the gravitational effect it has on stars in galaxies. It appears to be there, but we have no idea what it is. Well, there's a galaxy that was discovered in 18 that apparently had no dark matter in it at all, which challenged all the theories of dark matter. And scientists used Hubble to do more research, and they got further data that further confirmed that it has no dark matter in it at all. So this just means that the theory of dark matter, which theorizes that every galaxy has a blob of dark matter within it and surrounding it that affects its gravitational field, except for this one galaxy. Well, that doesn't make any sense, and so the whole theory of dark matter is challenged now, and we've got to figure out what really is going on. The scientists who made discoveries say it's actually proof of dark matter, because it's not a mirage. If you can have dark matter can exist in some places and not others. This is what this proves. I say it means we just haven't the faintest idea what dark matter is. That's what it comes
down to. And finally, a glimpse of the surface of Mars that you favor, Bob. What is it?
This is the mountains of Mars. Curiosity is moving in closer and closer to the big canyons and the giant mountains at the foot of Mount Sharp. And so the views get more and more spectacular. And I've got a great picture, that mosaic that Curiosity put up just a day or so ago.
It is spectacular. I agree with you, Bob.
Views are going to be great, John.
That is an alien planet. Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.